saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. By the way, that song, which was written by Neil Diamond and performed there by Elvis, was one of the songs that Neil Diamond performed at his concert that I saw last weekend, which was quite a pleasure to actually hear the author of the song sing it. Well, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterManCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats, and he's doing so much more. BetterManCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce.
So I understand you saw the movie Hope Springs this week along with me, but I didn't see you in the audience.
I didn't go with you, but I did go with my wife.
I went with my wife, too. And that couple, portrayed by Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones, are dealing with what you've already dealt with, and I'm starting to deal with, which is the empty nest syndrome, and a couple kind of looking at each other and no longer having the distraction and diversion of kid issues and having to really face one another again. So I would love your thoughts on kind of all of that, the movie a little bit, what you thought of it, how you and your wife have weathered the empty nest. From what I think I know, it's been very well. And any thoughts and advice you could give me, because I must admit, given how close I am with Arnie, which you know, his leaving is both exciting and, of course, a little sad for me.
Sure. Well, you know, I'm not going to give a movie review, but I tell you what they were going through, I felt the pain of that couple. And it felt quite real, what they had allowed to happen over the years. And, you know, the empty nest syndrome is, it's not just about readjusting to not having the kids or missing your kids. It's really, it allows whatever has been going on or not going on between you and your spouse to rise to the top.
Boy, is that an astute and smart point. I couldn't agree more. And the movie shows that, obviously, a lot.
I mean, because there are so many distractions. And we see parents who, you know, it's like the next shiny thing for the kid is the next shiny thing for them. And over the course of time, they spend more, you know, more energy on their kids' lives rather than focusing in on, well, how is it going in my marriage? And once those distractions go to college or whatever the case may be, there you are, and it's difficult to avoid it. And so, you know, we went through that too. Now, luckily, my wife and I have a good relationship. We always did. But still, when things changed that drastically, even though it was gradual, issues, unaddressed issues started coming up, and it wasn't always clear what they were. Mm-hmm. Because we had a solid foundation, we were able to deal with it. But there was some pain in there, too, and that's why I completely related to that movie.
What I liked about the movie was that the lead performances were so excellent and real, and I related to some. I didn't relate to other things, but you know, it's interesting. I've come to the conclusion that we usually hear that the big issues between couples are three topics. I now believe there's a fourth. But the three that we generally hear are money, sex, and the kids. The kids can still be a big topic once they've left home because the issue of what they're going to do with their lives and how they support themselves and how much you continue to support them is obviously an ongoing issue. But I would assert that the fourth issue is time spent together apart, meaning a couple's time. And in particular, like in the movie, when one person works and or the other doesn't. So then the time available is often at issue. And if in the case of what was portrayed in that movie, it was a little bit more, I mean, Meryl Streep worked too, but it seemed like not a big job in her life and not an important job. The job of parenting probably was. And the Tommy Lee Jones character had his regular professional job that he continued both during and after the kids. I think that's a big issue for couples. And it's just brought home more dramatically when the kids aren't a distraction for whichever parent is the stay-at-home parent.
Okay,
if there is one.
Let me completely blow some of that up.
Okay,
and
go ahead.
Say that.
So what else is new?
Popular, you know, culture suggests that the issues are money, sex, and kids. But those are not the issues. Those are why we argue, but those are not the issues. And I think what I really appreciated about the movie was that the issue was intimacy, the lack of intimacy. They both wanted it. Neither of them knew how to go about getting it, and it almost blew up their marriage. But in the end, they got some help. Now, Steve Carell's character was miscast and all that. I think we can agree on that.
Yes, we do.
But but they got help.
Well, he was miscast, but it didn't hurt the movie. It just was miscast.
No, bland.
Yeah, that's it. He didn't bring anything in. If not for Meryl and Tommy Lee, I actually think it would have been a totally bland movie.
Yes. No.
With the exact same script.
Yes, the characters were real. But it was the intimacy, the way she wanted him to open his eyes when they were making love. It's like that closeness. He wanted it too. He couldn't have expressed it, but it's what he wanted. And my experience working with couples and my own experience with my wife, that is the thing, that closeness. Now, it may not be the same exact sort of, it may not look the same for every couple, but the way that you can get close to be able to support one another, to be able to count and to trust and to feel that intimacy, that takes care of the sex.
And maybe everything else.
It takes care of most things. Yeah. Now, you may still have issues financially, but you got to work those out. But if your relationship is weak and weakened because of the lack of intimacy, you're going to make a much bigger deal out of money and every other so-called issue in your life.
Well, I hate to blow up your attempt to blow up things, but we really are saying the same thing.
Yes.
You framed it in a different way. The only thing that kind of disturbed me about the movie, and I'm curious if you have a feeling about this, is the somewhat gender stereotypes. You know, he was the guy who kind of was always just short and to the point and resisting therapy, and she is a little bit more the feeling, open person. She has her particular hang-up that's portrayed in the movie, familiar. He sort of has his. I felt the only part I didn't like was those gender stereotypes. Did you feel that too? I'm just curious.
They had to make a choice.
Yeah.
A lot of men are like that, but the truth is that intimacy and lack of intimacy and issues around intimacy go both ways. So there are plenty of women who have a difficult time opening up and being intimate.
Well, I just think it would have been more courageous to have been a little less obvious with those gender choices. But regardless, as you say, the movie works. And you can, what I found myself doing, and I only do this with a movie that's working, is, you know, looking at those characters and say, okay, where is that like me and where isn't it? And where can I learn from this and what can I do? I mean, I found myself, my wife and I haven't been as intimate on every level as we should lately. And I just found myself reaching for her hand during that movie. At the very least. And afterwards, you know, I just wanted to go home.
You mean you only reached for your wife's hand during the movie?
And, you know, the other thing that movie got me to do, I wanted to go home right afterwards. And, you know, I said to myself, no, I bet you the nice thing to do would be to ask my wife to go to there's an Italian restaurant right down the street that she really loves. It was after dinner, and take her out for a drink or dessert. And I invited her. She looked at me with open, happy eyes, and we went and had a drink. So that's really what intimacy is about. It's knowing what the other person wants and trying to give it, even if it's not your natural instinct.
Well, like one way I would put it is stop wondering what she can do, how she can take care of you.
And how you can take care of her.
Start focusing on what you can do for her.
We're out of time, Wayne. Where can our listeners find you?
Well, I'm on vacation next week, so they won't find me in Southern California. Well, they won't find me in my office, let's put it that way. But I'll be at bettermencoaching.com. You can find the book and find out about our October retreat in Santa Barbara.
Excellent. And I will talk to you then in September.
Thanks, Bruce.
Again, thank you. We'll be back with Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap after these messages.
Trouble their mind day in and day out. Too busy a living to worry about a thing called love.